This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Everybody in D.C., they're talking about this D.C. crime bill that the Senate overturned. Very, very, very big news. There's also news about Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who's had to be hospitalized after a fall. Let's dive right into what's going around the country, the conversation, which is always the weather. There's going to be more nasty stuff in California. They're looking at possible flooding. It might be a two-week period, especially in San Bernardino County in the mountain areas where people are still digging out their cars, and now they can get more of the white stuff, a little bit of that, but then especially the rain on top of it. So there's actually helicopters that are coming in to deliver food and supplies to some of those folks where they can't really navigate getting out of their homes and going very far. That's how serious it is. There are other people who are doing the sandbagging thing, and Northern California especially is the area we're talking about, and a little bit further down too, where you've got Sacramento involved in that, and San Francisco, and all those areas in between California and the weather. Boy, it's been a lot of conversation lately, that's for sure. Speaking of conversation, there had been a lot of conversation about this D.C. crime bill. The Senate overwhelmingly decided to approve a resolution blocking this controversial law, which would have reduced penalties, in a nutshell, for violent criminals at a time when, let's face it, Republicans are attacking big city mayors and Democrats as being soft on crime, and then look what's happening. But this was a bipartisan vote, 81-14. So now it goes to Joe Biden's desk, the president, where he's expected to sign it into law after saying he would side with the Republicans to override the District of Columbia's new criminal code passed last year. So Congress has the power, if you're wondering this, to review D.C. legislation before it becomes law under the U.S. Constitution. It grants that kind of it might be rare, but it grants it. It's the first time in three decades that Congress blocked a D.C. bill. You had Senator Bill Hagerty, a Republican from Tennessee, who summed it up by saying, "Stopping violent crime should not be a Republican or Democratic objective. It should be a common sense one." I'm right on board with that. Common sense, right? And the current D.C. criminal code was drafted in, you ready for this, 1901. It has not been updated since then. It hasn't been updated. So it all started a couple of years ago, many years ago, in 2016. They had a five-person criminal code reform commission, and they were charged to recommend revisions for the code. And then ultimately, they unanimously approved it in November of 2022. So how about that? The revised criminal code would have been elimination of mandatory minimum sentences for many offenses, reduction of maximum sentences for crimes like burglary and robbery, expansion of the eligibility for the Second Look Act, which allows those under the age of 25 to actually petition the court for resentencing after serving 15 years of their sentence. D.C. Mayor Bowser vetoed the bill in January 2023, saying the people there needed more accountability for the people who commit crimes. So the council overrode the veto. That's how they ended up in this spot and ended up with the folks on the Hill making the decision, right? So bills like what we saw, like this one in D.C., that's got to be ixnayed with some of the violent crime that we're seeing. And you look at Democrats and Republicans, at least enough Democrats coming together on this one that they voted for that. Because if you look at D.C. and crime and violent crime, they saw a decrease from 2021 to 2022, but an 8% increase in threats to people in cars. 35th most dangerous city in 2019. 941 violent crimes for every 100 people. So that's enough with the stats. You get it. It's a tricky city, and this is a tricky situation. So forget about it. Especially D.C. is going for statehood, right? In fact, there's some support for it becoming the 51st state. So we'll see. You know, the president, I don't think really wants to support this. But he cannot appear weak on crime, especially ahead of the 2024 presidential election. So, and you look at those carjackings. Whew, that's the thing that's really, really high in that whole D.C. area. Okay, so while that's going on, guess what happened in Arkansas? Though this did not entangle the feds in any way, but the majority Republican Arkansas State Senate voted Tuesday to pass a bill this week that would criminalize transgender people from using public changing facilities that coincides with their gender identity. So that introduces a restriction that some people say would be the most extreme in the country. It's called Senate Bill 270. And basically, this is the deal. A transgender person would be charged with misdemeanor sexual indecency with a child if they use a public changing facility that doesn't match their assigned sex at birth. You know how it depends on where you are, where the changing tables are, and you know sometimes there's even family restrooms, etc. But the bill specifically looks at public changing areas, restrooms, bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms. It doesn't include private dressing areas in commercial clothing stores, because that's another place where sometimes you'll find it. So you got people lining up on both sides of this, and a lot of conversation, because if you remember, there was the North Carolina bathroom bill, which faced widespread boycotts and protests after it kicked in 2016, and that's now since been repealed, the North Carolina bathroom bill. But when it came out and when it went forward, there was a lot of retaliation. So it's interesting because it's kind of flew under the radar, but there are laws that have been enacted in Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and lawsuits have been filed challenging those laws, and especially in Oklahoma and Tennessee. So you definitely have a fight brewing there, where there's some protests that are happening, but they're not the only state. Like I mentioned, it's just some of it kind of went under the radar. All right, one thing that is not flying under the radar, coming up, we're going to do Man Cave here, is Tiger Woods' relationship with now his ex-girlfriend. He's being sued by his ex-girlfriend, Erica Herman, in a dispute over what else? Money and the home. But wait till you hear what Tiger Woods did to get her out of the house. So there have been complaints that have been filed, and it'll be interesting to see where this lawsuit ends up when it's all said and done. We're talking about it next, coming up in the Man Cave.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
That's coming your way soon. Boy, it's been a lot of fun updating that book. I'll have more info on that when it's completed. We had to push the date back a little bit. All right, speaking of pushing dates back, wow, it's a crazy story that broke. I mean, some people were aware of what was going on with Tiger Woods. He, his former girlfriend, Erica Herman, filed a lawsuit against a homestead trust he controls in Hobie Sound, Florida. She's claiming damages of more than $30 million, said the trust and its agents misappropriated $40,000 in cash that belonged to her, making defamatory allegations about how she obtained the money. The lawsuit, her lawsuit stated she had an oral tenancy agreement to remain at the house for 5 more years after being in effect for 6 years before the breakup. So what happened was Woods broke up with her, and how he broke up with her is the other tricky part of this. She was told that they were going to go somewhere and she should pack up a suitcase. And so she packed up a suitcase, assuming they were going on some trip. And then they locked her out, basically, of the house. They just flipped the script on her and said, you no longer live here. And so that wasn't going to sit well, obviously, with her. She has an attorney, and she's disputing all these various things, including because she worked as the manager of Woods Restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. And she didn't make any allegations of assault or harassment or any of that. She just is asking the court to declare her NDA at least partially unenforceable so she could say more. And that was one of the things that was part of the court filing against Woods. And we'll see if they lift that. That's a big thing that she could be able to talk about whatever's going on. And because she's unsure about what information about her own life she can discuss with anyone or whom or any of that kind of stuff because of this ongoing dispute that's happening. And so she's looking for damages in excess of $30 million. Given the monthly rental value of the place where she was, you know, living. But how about the whole idea of, yeah, pack up your suitcase. She was forced out by trickery, is what the suit says, of agents of the trust. They convinced her to do that suitcase thing for a short vacation. She gets to the airport, and then she's told, yeah, you're locked out of the residence. And that would be in violation of this tenancy agreement, and it's in violation of Florida law. So she got a decent lawyer, it sounds like, and she may win some part of that. I don't know, because there's a couple of different suits that are kind of intertwined in this. Yeah, she's asking for that specific non-disclosure agreement release, though, that she had in place since 2017. So maybe some of that won't be enforceable, too. There you go. And he actually broke up with her in October. That's when that happened. So that wasn't spilled out until recently. They did a good job of kind of keeping that under wraps. All right. Meanwhile, we swing into what else is going on big in college hoops. And two big things. Jim Boeheim, think of Syracuse, 47 seasons. Adrian Autry is going to step in to lead Orange basketball. The university announced that he will not be returning as coach at his alma mater. I mean, look, 78 years old. How many seasons? 47-year career. That's incredible. And he was kind of evasive, though, about his future. He did a post-game press conference after Cuse's loss to Wake Forest, 77-74, in the second round of the ACC tourney in Greensboro, North Carolina. But he insinuated that he had given a retirement speech after the regular season finale and that the ultimate decision on his future belonged to the administration, saying it was up to the university. Gosh, I would think that lengthy tenure as the coach, winning a title in 2003, five Final Four appearances. I mean, I guess it's hard to retire when this is all you know. There was a lot of thank yous that were out on Instagram and that kind of thing. I think there is no doubt. He leaves the sport at number two behind Duke's former coach, Mike Krzyzewski, on the Division I men's basketball all-time wins list. I mean, his final record is 1,015-441. And there were actually, because there were some problems with Syracuse at various times in his career, it doesn't include 101 wins vacated by the NCAA. So he built the program with the same standard thing. You think of some of the superstar players. He had his you know, patented zone defense, and he had players like Carmelo Anthony, 10-time NBA All-Star Anthony, who led that 2003 national title team. And so there were big, big moments. He was also an assistant coach for Team USA. He helped with the Olympic gold medal teams in 2008, 12, and 2016. So it's the end of an era, that's for sure. All right. Then there was problems with Texas Tech coach Mark Adams, who resigned after an investigation found he used racially insensitive comments or a comment. He was suspended earlier in the week ahead of the Big 12 tourney for what he said to players. The incident launched an inquiry related to interactions with players and staff. It was determined by the school that it wasn't a pattern of behavior, but that it was an insensitive comment. It was the Texas Tech director of athletics said it was it was unintentional and an isolated incident. But you know, and he apologized to the team. He was initially issued a written remand for the interaction with the player, but He's also accused of spitting on a player earlier in the season. He denied it, but he did admit he slobbered on the player during a game after having a cough and going to the doctor. So there was that. And, you know, his resignation is, this is a huge program, Texas Tech. There's probably a lot of candidates that are lining up for that job after that happens. Interesting, because Adams was a Texas Tech graduate and was 27-10 in his first season, and in 2021-22 led the Red Raiders to the Sweet 16. That was big. Before his suspension, they were just 16-15 on the year, and they were probably going to miss the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2017. But that is big news, because that's yet another huge opening, too, as well. All right, we talk about the NBA here for a second, and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant slipped and sprained his left ankle during pregame warmups Wednesday, so that knocks him out of what was supposed to be his return home game with the Phoenix Suns. I know we have a lot of people listening to us that are Suns fans, because every once in a while I'll get an email from you, a couple of you, listening to us in Arizona. So the team is hopeful that he avoided a serious sprain. He's got an MRI on Thursday to determine the severity of that injury, but still, you know, you got Devin Booker, who's on one of the hottest streaks of his career, and he exploded for 44 points, 17 of 23 shooting in just 28 minutes, led the team to its fourth consecutive win. But he's a big part of the team, that's for sure. It's interesting to watch what the Phoenix Suns are what the Phoenix Suns are doing, and the fans are really, really rallying behind the new effort. Let's put it that way. You know, in LA, what they're talking about is what happens if LeBron James is sidelined, the foot injury. What does that mean for the Lakers' play to push forward? He's got a tendon injury in his right foot, so it's going to be they're going to reevaluate it in like 3 weeks. He missed the last couple of games with them, and it kind of pinpoints his return for late March, probably at the best. You know, you look at the end of the regular season, and the Lakers are in 11th place in the Western Conference, one game behind the Pelicans for the final play-in spot. Yikes. All right, time is out, unfortunately, on the Man Cave. We're closing the door.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So we're taking you to Hawaii. Wow, who doesn't want to be in Hawaii? And we're going to introduce you to an author, Don Holman. He's in our virtual green room. He has written a book called Mutiny on the Omaha, Book One. And there's an entire series that's going to come out with all of this. In fact, he's written 10 books. He's got 10 books all together, which is mind-blowing in itself. And science fiction is one of my favorites. And he really takes you on a ride with Mutiny on the Omaha. Thanks so much, Don, for joining us.
Oh, great to be here.
So let's talk about your road to, first of all, science fiction. Why science fiction? Did you always have an interest?
I think I've always had an interest. I read grade one. I'm dyslexic. I had a horrible time, and nobody knew it. I didn't know it. I had a horrible time learning to read in grade one. Once I finally got it so that I knew enough to read, I've been reading voraciously ever since. I would go to the library, get 3 books on Friday. Monday morning, I'd get 3 more. Friday, I'd have those done. I'd get 3 more. I was only allowed to take out 3 from that library. And so I've been reading, and science fiction, it just give scope to the imagination. I mean, why not? It's you can do anything you want, any situation, any character, potential problems to solve. So all the I figure out a problem, and then I have to figure out a way for the characters to solve it. It really keeps you exercised and energized.
So tell us about the story, Mutiny on the Omaha. We're not going to tell everybody everything, but give us sort of the movie trailer version or a sneak peek. What's the story about? And tell us about some of the characters.
Well, it's really kind of prototypical. The young man, he's just graduated or just graduating high school. His father has just gone missing trying to test out an advancement in the space drive in the ship he designed, the changes that he designed for a standard mail ship that goes between solar systems. And he went out to test this change and disappeared. No further word. And of course, he left lots of debts behind. They're getting kicked out of their house. He's got scholarships, but he doesn't have money to cover room and board and so on. And they don't have his mother is going to visit her sister, but there's no university there. So he decides there's just been war been declared, and so he wants to join the military and work on computers, of course. That's his thing. So he convinces his mother. He joins the military. He gets taken under the wing of a very kind officer. And he's promoted through. I mean, the officer says, well, you could take the classes, but you know more than the instructors. So he shepherds him through an accelerated basic training, if you will, or take basic technical training. Then goes on and gets to the school he wants to, which are the super advanced computers that they use to operate the ships and bases and so on. And then he graduates. He goes to another final advanced school that teaches how to use the computers better when there's an attack by the enemy. Some small ships, destroyer type ships that have loaded with, you know, missiles that have atomic warheads, and they have to defend themselves. And he comes up with an idea, puts it out there, and then gets drafted to do something else totally different, of course. Anyway, the story, that's sort of the, you get the first two or three chapters are kind of getting him ready to do things. Then he starts doing things, and it's the story of where he goes from planet to planet doing various things. Like one planet, he's steward or crew, whatever, on a space plane that goes up to the space station and then lands with people going on rest and recreation on the planet. And this guy is a little chubby. He's very standoffish. He doesn't even come out of his cabin most stops. He opens the door a crack. He hands in the papers, get it handed back out. But one place on the planet, and it's the only place that was really developed before the military moved into this strategically located planet. There was a diamond mine, a very unusual diamond mine. It was diamonds are often created in a volcano. And this one spewed out ash all over the place for years or decades or whatever. And in that ash, there's lots of these little tiny, tiny diamonds. And the guy that discovered it became very rich and became mayor of the town that grew up. And every time they land there, and this is the only place, there's lots of undesirables. Every time they land there, the captain of the space plane grabs his briefcase and rushes off as soon as they land. And then he comes back right before it's time to take off. And of course, the propaganda that they get is, if you see something, say something. You know, anything unusual, you're supposed to report it. And he doesn't know whether he should report it, or is the guy just being atypical, you know, pain in the behind, or is it something more sinister? So one day he gets the opportunity, and he follows him. And you know, one guy's on the bus and he's having to walk to try to catch up, and he sees them going in. And the volcano, the old volcano cone, they took a mining machine and did a spiral up around the edge of the volcano. And from that spiral, which is like a big long ramp about, you know, 6-7 stories high, and then they would dig in and they would mine out little chambers. You can't have too many mined out or it becomes unstable. And the stuff they mine out, it's processed for diamonds, and then they kind of, basically they're fronting money for the mining company to process the stuff that they dig out for diamonds. If they get lots of diamonds, you know, they get their money back. If they don't, well, they've still got place to live or for a store or so on. And he finally finds out where the guy's gone. And he walks around. It's a little store, and there's a bead curtain in the back. And he looks, and there's a spotlight down on this table. And on the table is a Go board. If you've ever played Go or know anything about it, it's a Chinese origin, Japanese national game of Go. And they're playing it. And, you know, one arm comes out into the light with a single ring for the captain showing, you know, he knows who it is, obviously. And he plays, and the other guy plays immediately. And then the captain hesitates and then plays again. Obviously, the guy he's playing with is a lot better than the captain is. So anyway, so all this build up, he just likes to play golf. a fun end to an interesting story. Others, you know, every chapter basically presents a problem. You know, captain that is eccentric and unusual. And then they come along and there's the problem solved. And then, of course, that triggers that the captain will play with him. And they have a much better relationship. And he starts getting invited up to the front cabin occasionally. So, great outcome. But it's, you know, all sorts of different situations in the book and the characters. And the situations of real life, what you might find out. I mean, he's even taken to a brothel, and you find out how he reacts to that. And then he is taken, eventually he's assigned to a space station where the computer, which is the ones he learned to work on and put together and diagnose and so on, is taken to this, sent to the space station. And he's the reason that the shuttle going out to the space station is in such a big hurry. He doesn't know anything. He's substituting it. It got its departure time moved up. He's taking the place of the steward that didn't make it to the shuttle. And so he's first off. He takes everybody's baggage in, goes right through this group of officers waiting for the shuttle. And then he tries to set out for this place on, he doesn't know where it is, but he sets out trying to find the place that he was told to report to, and gets braced up by the drill sergeant type warrant officer, and, you know, drifts up, bounces off the ceiling, comes back down, and eventually makes it to where the computer is and finds out something's, you know, wrong big time. You don't have a complete computer here. So there's another mystery to solve and another problem.
The only thing people have to do listening to this is to go and get it. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it wherever great books are sold. Mutiny on the Omaha, Book 1, Don Holman. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This time around, Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We have Dr. Daniel Brubaker. His book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. It's a mouthful, but it nails it exactly what he's talking about. We had a great off-air conversation about this, and he's really dug deep. Dr. Brubaker, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I wanted to use my experience over a 30-year period observing the Republican Party. I'm a Republican for 57 years. You might say by the title that this is a Democrat bashing the Republicans, but no, I'm a Republican. And I'm really pretty much upset with the direction the Republican Party has been going in the past 30 years. And it kind of all started with Newt Gingrich, who was Speaker of the House in the 90s. He was calling Democrats communists, jackasses, and socialists. And they're not socialists. So in chapter four, I wrote about socialism, and it was it's entitled Why Republicans Call Democrats Socialists. And I wrote the whole chapter on socialism, and Democrats are not socialists. Their policy is to follow social democracy, which is utilitarian, and utilitarianism is the is a philosophy of moral goodness, which defines it as the greatest good for the greatest number of people. I, on the counterpart, came up with the opposite called nefariousism, which is the greatest bad for the greatest number of people. And you see with things like Social Security, that's good for the people. What the Republicans try to do is they try to destroy good policies like Obamacare, Social Security, Medicare, and other good social programs. So I call this nefariousism.
It's interesting you talk about Social Security and Medicare. When you talk to fellow Republicans about it, what kind of reaction do you get?
Well, there it depends on what Republicans you talk to. People like in my family and my friends, you know, they want Social Security. My sister's about 8 years older than me, and she's on Social Security, and she's using Medicare. I'm now on Medicare myself, and it's really good insurance. And I'll tell you why, because being a physician, we don't have to go through managed care to get things done. We get things done with the patients without question, and we do it the right way. So if you go by those kind of Republicans, that's what they come up with. And if you go by the far right, then they want to control Medicare. They want to get rid of it.
Yeah, and this is the great debate that we're having all over the place about Medicare and Social Security and where is it headed and what's going to happen, and certainly you know that. One of the things you talk about, and you talk about it right in the very beginning, you say the American people have been fed a steady diet of misinformation and conspiracy theories, and it has made them confused and fearful. Do you think that's the biggest danger of all?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people that utilize conspiracy theories are what I describe in the book as delusional and paranoid. They have this fear about the opposite party and about opposite thinking, liberal thinking, progressive thinking. And so they come up with these different things about it's really nothing. It's just a lot of lying. And you see this like on Fox News, for example, where the whole base is taught lies. And that's a problem, as I see it. And they're making money off of lies. It's well, you know, it's democracy, so they can get away with it. But I see this as the wrong way to go down the line.
Another thing that you talk about is you say documentation is especially important in science, medicine, law enforcement, law, government, and media. You say in science and research, methods and results must be recorded to determine factual results. Fraud happens. It occurs when records are falsified. Dishonesty always has a role in presenting false facts. That seems pretty simple to understand, right?
It does. And then I also describe other issues regarding obtaining facts, like verification. You have to verify facts. You have to fact check. And, you know, not all facts are factual or true. You have to look at different aspects of it. Like there's things in medicine that are published and are factual, but then somebody else may come along and publish something else that's a little bit different, but it is also factual. So you have to weigh the differences between the two. You have to use critical thinking, do analysis, and come up with what you think is right.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. What you think is right, that to me is critical, what you ultimately think, instead of, you can listen to anything you want to listen to, absolutely, I'm about free speech, but processing and how you processing it and how it comes out on the other side. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
I would actually like the Fox News base to read this book and get the factual information, because this is all about facts. It's educational, and the reader has to use critical thinking and analysis when reading the book. So, for the Democrats, I would want them to understand what's happening with the Republican Party on the far right. It's not good. It's autocratic. You know, fascism is where the Republican Party is headed, and fascism is an autocratic far-right nationalist ideology that encourages hatred and violence. And that's not the basis of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, at its inception, was for the people, and it was also a liberal party at the time for social justice and racial justice. So I wanted to take away the fact that I'm expressing facts, and they need to analyze it when they're reading it.
I like that. Analyze it when they're reading it. Tell everybody, because now the road to writing, what you did for a living that then now is interesting. It's led you down this path.
Well, I'm a physician, a practicing physician. My passion has been science and medicine, but even longer, I've had a passion for philosophy and psychology. Also having an interest in sociology, history, and politics. And I've used all of these disciplines to prove that the Republican Party is dysfunctional. So that's where I've been going with the book in terms of writing it. And it was it's because I have been seeing over the past 30 years that the Republican Party has been dysfunctional, acting like children, and I wanted to make a change. That's what I want to do.
As a lifelong Republican, and you know that there are other people that feel the same way, do you hope that turn happens sooner rather than later?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty fearful of the direction they're going, and Republicans have been taught to be fearful of communism and socialism over the past 30 years, but fascism is even worse, and I'll tell you why. It's not an economic system. Socialism is an economic system. It's also a political system. So if you don't have an economic system that fascism doesn't have, they can infiltrate any kind of government, and it's happened. It's happened in socialist Italy with Mussolini, and it's also happened with Democratic Republican in Germany with Hitler. So they need to get fearful of the right thing, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, the name of the book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.